This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A winery is dropping its lawsuit against Knox County. There have been plans to build Hidden Hills Winery since 2010, and the winery's owners felt they found a perfect location on Flesher Road. County Board Chairman Brian Frederick says residents in that area felt differently.
They didn't want the traffic and out there, the unknown of what was going to go on out there with the banquet hall and the traffic. Mainly the traffic was their holdup.
So the county denied the winery a conditional use permit for the Flesher Road location. The permit was needed because the site was not zoned for business, it's zoned for agriculture. The Hidden Hills owners responded in 2014 by filing a lawsuit. But the suit will be dropped as both sides this month agreed on a different site. It's a 9-acre parcel off I-74 near Knoxville. Hidden Hills Winery will purchase the land from the county for $108,000. Frederick says the winery will still need to obtain the same permits as before, since the new location is also zoned for agriculture rather than business. Winery co-owner Holly Weidenhammer says it's a relief to move forward with the project.
When the county came to us with this offer, it just worked out in the essence that it still fit the needs that we needed for our winery. And at the same time, it decreased the negativity surrounding the opening of the winery. We wanted to be something positive for the community that we're investing in it, and not that we're, you know, trying to build something in somebody's backyard that they didn't want.
Weidenhammer says the winery will have production and tasting rooms and a gift shop. She says it will produce around 5,000 gallons of wine each year. Weidenhammer says the winery will have 5 full-time employees. She hopes to open next spring. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.